I think we've done 38, 40, nearly 40 shows, you know, so we're pretty on it now in terms of what the songs need to do. But of course it's a headline set, so you have to mix it up a little bit and change a few things, and so far so good.
Marvellous. Best so far, do you think? As a band?
Well, in terms of which gig?
Yeah. Just as the tours. And
I think so. Yeah. It's a big difference when you're doing it your own shows. You know, it's a big difference because you know you can stretch your legs and it's not so much pressure. You know, you've got your own stage, you've got your own back line, you know, and we can relax into the sound checks to make sure we're doing things as we want to do. But I don't really, you know, I never go onto a stage ever, never have done, and think I'm doing a different gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always the same gig for me, whether it's 100,000 people or 10 people, whether it's an opening slot or whether it's headlining slot. Mm. To me, it's the same thing. You know, it has to be.
Yeah, because I suppose for some people it's the first time they've ever seen you. And
And why try and, you know, the only restrictions are really to do with time, not to do with your own attitude towards the music. No. So, you know.
And do you feel your attitude's changed over the years? Or is it just the same as it was?
Inwardly, I still feel, you know, that 16-year-old kid that got the bug. I know that hasn't changed at all. I mean, I still feel compelled to do it. I still feel excitable. I still feel completely bowled over by the idea that anyone would even give a fuck, frankly. You know, really. Really?
Really,
really, yeah. Absolutely.
And even after having that thing that very few bands full stop ever get, but of a number one album that you've had, you still like that.
I still feel that, because you can't kid yourself, you know. There is I've had as many people tell me I'm utterly shit as I have told me I'm brilliant. So, and the reality is probably somewhere in the middle. You know, the reality is that sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it dreadfully wrong. Mm. But that's humans and that's life. And, you know, there is no absolutes in art, and I'm not interested in those kinds of discussions anyway, because you can only react to the times that you're in and the person you are at the time and how your life is and what's going on around you and blah, blah, blah. You know, there is not some magic wand that you wave that you're all of a sudden fantastic. You know, you just use your instincts and trust your instincts. And so my instincts have been, I think, I've guided my life by my instincts, for good and bad, and learnt on the way, you know. So if I've changed anything, it's just the biggest change I've had in recent years is to trust my instincts more.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problems I made in the past was to ignore my instincts and to just kind of, you know, just throw myself into it and hope for the best, you know. Yeah.
How can my gut be right when everybody else is saying
it's
wrong?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
I noticed you said that in the little video clip you did for the Water Bear.
Yeah.
Underground music conference thing that you did over in Belfast.
Yeah.
I thought, that sort of rang a lot of bells with me.
Yeah.
And was that something that you felt was a good thing to get involved with? I mean, I went to the one in Sheffield and suddenly ended up being asked a question from the stage, and it was like, okay. Here we go. Yeah, I'll get for whatever I know. I mean, I don't know much. It just comes from a fan point.
Of course. Yeah.
Was it something you felt? Do you know what? Yeah, that's something I want to. I've got something to give.
It comes from the fact that I've been producing and worked with a lot of young bands who, by and large, have the emphasis in entirely the wrong places. Nine times out of ten, they spend more time talking about their social media and what manager they want to try and get, and what the equipment they use, than they do actually about writing any music. And I think that's a major mistake. You know, 99.9% of your emphasis as a musician should be about, if you are a contemporary writer of music, should be on the song, creating the songs, and understanding who you are. And so I've done a lot of that with young bands, where I've gone in there not just as a kind of producer. I've gone there as a holistic approach, really. So it's A&R, it's conversation, it's trying to dig down and figure out what they're actually trying to say. Because it's not enough just to be in a band.
No.
What's the point of just being in a band? Unless you just kind of, if you're just doing it for fun and you're just doing it with your mates and you don't give a fuck, that's fantastic. I mean, actually, I totally applaud that and say, get on with it, have a great time. But if you're trying to do it as a profession, if you're trying your hardest and you really believe in yourselves, you can't leave those questions unanswered. You have to have a point. You have to have a reason to be there. And it can't be, oh, we want to be the next Muse, or we want to be the next Foo Fighters, or we want to sound like Alter Bridge. There already is a Muse, there already is a fucking Foo Fighters, there already is an Alter Bridge. So we need your version, or yourself, your unique self. And that is often very hard for people to answer. And so I, when Bruce asked me to get involved with it, you know, I sort of said, well, okay, but it's got to be on my... I'm not going to change myself. I'm not a teacher.
No.
I'm not some sort of guru. What I am is just someone who's been in the game a long time and had seen everything up and down. And I have had some success as a songwriter and as a producer. And so I'm... That's all I can give is that.
Yeah.
And if that helps, then great. Mm. And that's kind of the reason. I just thought, well, all right. I'm not going to pretend I've got all the answers, because I haven't. Because half the time, I'm fucking second-guessing myself anyway.
Yeah.
But therein lies the rub, you know. But I'm happy to give that information, and if it helps, then great, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting, because you, as I say, I was at Sheffield one, and Damien Key said something about the social media stuff. And something he said went, do you know what? I thought I was going mad, because I've been thinking and saying that to anybody who'd actually listened to me. Yeah. I'm thinking, he's on the beer again. And you said something similar, and it was the, you know, don't just put out... buy this, see this, watch that, listen to this. Give people the reason, the why.
Mm.
And actually, part of it with me, as I said in Sheffield, was it's the who as well.
Of course.
Not the band from the 60s who are amazing, but the
people.
The people. Because the number of times I've met the band before I've heard them and gone, yeah, I get you. Right, now
how does that connect to the music?
Now hear the music, and then, oh, right, now I've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think for a lot of bands, I don't know whether you agree, that is probably the thing. I know with me, with the Angels, something just went,
clicked.
Oh, yeah, that's why they were the band I wanted mine to be.
Yeah,
and things because it just rang every bell going in my head.
I get that, But I think that's everything. I mean, I think, you know, the reality is that none of us are different. We're all the same. We're all looking for the same things, whether I'm in a band and, you know, you're doing what you're doing, or someone else is doing something else. If you're into music and you're looking for... Because let's be honest, when you're a kid, you know, and specifically, like, as an example, when I got into music, I was looking for someone to champion me.
Mm.
I wanted to find... My favourite artists were people that spoke to me direct. I felt they spoke to me direct. And gave me a reason to believe that they had some of the answers for me.
Yeah.
Turn it off, please! And so, you know, I was looking for those... I was looking for exactly the same reason you look for perhaps in the Angels, and that's why I wrote the songs I did, because when I was inspired by people like Ronnie Dio and you know, John Lennon and you know, Jimi Hendrix and a lot of people. David Bowie was a big one for me, and lots of people, you know, the Sex Pistols, you know, because all of those characters somehow answered a question in my head, gave me a reason to believe that they were slightly more informed than I am and were going to give me some information and I could use that. And I think that's what great art is. You know, I think great art really is reacts to the times. It's a reflection of what's going on around us. And woe betide any artist who forgets that.
Mm.
I don't care what you're doing, whether you're painting a picture, making a movie, writing a song, writing a story, you are duty-bound, I'd even say. I really mean that strongly. To reflect what is happening around you and to put your own personal slant on it, because none of us really know what's going to happen.
No.
So we're all making a bit of a guess, and we're all using ourselves and our instincts to sort of try and find those answers. And so I think music at its best is that.
Mm.
It inspires us, and that comes from the people. I was always as into the characters as I was into the music, you know. So it's exactly what you're talking about. So.
And have you ever... in your life, have you ever had a point where you've just gone, I can't listen to music, I can't
do all the time
again. Really?
All the time.
God, thank God for that.
All the time. Because it's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
Music's beautiful. I've been in it 30, today I said to Phil, we were talking about it, and I thought, fuck me, you know, I did my first gig when I was 13 years old. I think I might have just been just 13, and I'm 50 years old now, you know, so it's like, that's 37 years ago, isn't it? Mm. So that's like, all right, I became professional at 18, you know, sort of really, real. So it's a long fucking time to be drenched in the art form, and you have to get away from it. I mean, I spend so much time working on music. I never stop writing songs. I'm writing all the time because I'm writing on various projects, various things. I'm working on a movie at the moment, for instance, where I'm writing some songs for a movie with Dave, actually. And the last thing I want to do is when I stop working at the end of the day is put a record on and listen to some music for fun. Mm. So it becomes a kind of strange bedfellow, you know. So you have to choose your time. And quite often the time I choose is... I force myself to take days off these days where I don't do anything with music at all. I will go and do some DIY, or I'll fucking go for a walk, or I'll, you know, hang out with the kids, or me and the wife will do whatever, you know, so I can just have no music at all. And what happens is the ball starts rolling again in your head. I can put the radio on, I can listen to some music, and I'll put an album on, you know, and next minute you're kind of drawn back in. But it's come from a nicer place. It's not under kind of pressure for it, if you know what I mean.
Perhaps that's where I go wrong. I
know, but I think you can get beaten up by it.
Yeah.
And I think what you can do is it just becomes white noise. Mm. And you have to somehow, especially being a songwriter, you know, a lot of my inspiration for writing doesn't really come from actually listening to music. It comes from, well, most of it comes from what's going on in my life and how I'm reacting to the news, or I'm reacting to things that are going on around me. And you know, that's where it comes from. That's the dynamic, you know.
That's cool.
Because I don't want to sound like anybody else, even though I probably do. I don't want to, so I'm not interested in sort of trying to emulate anybody.
And that's always the other thing, whenever I ask a young band, so, who do you sound like? If they give the answer, we sound like us, I just go, yeah, he's the right answer.
Well done.
He's the right answer. Yeah, if they say anything else, I went, oh, so you don't sound like you then? Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you ever so much. That's been absolutely blinding.
No problem. Anytime.
Oh, I'll take you up on that, because I'm a horrendous fanboy.
That's good, mate.
Wonderful. Thanks very much.